Okay, so that was a long day, right? So it's highly appreciated that you stayed all the way to the end. I know how hard it can be to sit through a whole day of presentations, especially since we didn't have enough breaks in the meantime. But the thing is, with this whole topic that we talked about today, or all the topics we talked about today, we still have only scratched the surface. Every topic, whether it's ALM, whether it's testing, whether it's HTML5, whether it's Windows Azure, each of these topics, we could do a whole day event only covering one of these topics. So we hope that you got a little bit of an overview, that you got a little bit of the bigger picture when it comes to the topics we wanted to touch about. And I want to spend a few more minutes talking about how to get started with Agile, going away a little bit from all the tools, from all the Visual Studio, from all the features, talking about some very easy-to-implement ways of how you can explore Agile in your organization with your team, and also some things to watch out for. Finally, after this event, so after the next 15 minutes, you will get an email from us, and in that email, you will get a document with lots and lots of additional information. So lots of links about each of these topics we talked about today, links to the presentations, links to the demo scripts. We have a few more demos which we haven't shown today, so you will get those as well. So there's a huge amount of information, and we sincerely hope that this information will be helpful to you when you dig deeper and dive deeper a little bit into the topics. So, 10 suggestions for agile adoption. What should I do if I'm completely new to the agile topic, but it sounds interesting, and I want to see how can I go there, how can I become more agile, and can I see if it's actually right for me and my team? Now, the things about agile, and this is a poster that you can get online, which sort of lists all the basic rules, all the basic the frameworks around agile. As long as you don't violate any of those things, for example, any of those values on that slide, you are agile. The reason why I always like to show that is there are many, many different agile methodologies out there, and each methodology says it's the only agile one, right? But that's not necessarily true. There are some basic rules you should not violate, but within those rules, you can modify, you can adjust, you can change things. And you will definitely need to do that because customizing agile for your own environment, for your own team, for your own processes is an integral part of that learning environment. And that is why I like this visualization, because this visualization are the things you should not violate, right? So keep those things, but everything, as long as you stay within those constraints, you're fine. So how do I do actually get my team more agile? First suggestion. Do not bite off more than you can swallow. Start small with a pilot project, with an isolated project, and then gather some experience first before you jump in with both feet. I had a customer who wanted to implement Agile in the whole organization at the same time. This did not go well because it was just too big. So again, look at it in the isolation of a small project, and then see how it works for you before you go any bigger. A good first step is to start having a daily stand-up meeting. If you decide Agile is not for you, at least your team will communicate better. So that's a win already. So again, start small, tackle things one day at a time. Number two, think incremental. Agile is all about incremental delivery, right? As soon as your team is communicating a little bit better through those stand-up meetings, start breaking work into iterations. That doesn't sound too difficult, but in reality, it is actually very, very difficult because that's where the learning starts. 2 weeks for an iteration for a sprint is a good starting point, but you will need to adjust the length of each individual sprint depending on what your team can deliver in that time. Think incrementally in the way that each increment, everything you build during such an iteration, adds measurable business and customer value to the overall product. So you need to build you need to build it, you need to test it, you need to accept it, and it needs to work. And you need to do that all within that time frame that you have defined for an iteration. Again, this is not easy. It's actually one of the hardest parts about becoming agile. It sounds very easy, but being able to see what your team can do in 2 weeks' time and being able to really segment things into incremental value additions, this is a long learning process, and this will take your time. Plan only as much as you absolutely need to. One contrast, one difference between agile and more waterfall-oriented, more formal methodologies is that agile doesn't put a lot of focus on planning. Actually, I had a customer who told me very, very proudly, we're completely agile. And I asked him, okay, how do you do your planning? And he said, I don't do any planning, we're agile, right? But that's not agile, that's chaos. So you need to do planning, but keep it low. Keep it low, and this is why I personally like the Excel workbook that was shown in a demo before, the iteration workbook, because that can be the only planning that you need. A little bit of effort, a little bit of breaking things into tasks, a little bit of time management, and a little bit of resources management. If you need more, you can always add to that. But again, it's not about process, it's not about planning, it's not about big, big over-engineered project plans. Plan only as much as you need to. In Scrum and in other agile methodology, that usually looks a little bit like this. You start each iteration, each sprint, with iteration planning. That's what we did in the demo. Iteration planning is very important because you decide and you define what you want to do in this iteration. And this is not something the project manager does. This is something the team does together. This is very, very important. It's not about one person assigning tasks to other persons. It's about each team member saying, yes, I accept the responsibility for this task, for this user story or whatever, and I take full ownership of that element and I will complete it. And this is a collaborative experience. This is what you do together. There are no hierarchies in Agile. Of course, there's a super project owners like Adam in our demos, but again, everybody's on the same level, everybody accepts responsibility, and this is what you define during the iteration or the sprint planning. Agile is a good way to deal with changing priorities. You can, since these iterations are relatively short, you don't waste much time if things change around you. So after an iteration, you can change, you can reprioritize, etc. But don't make the mistake of changing priorities in the middle of an iteration. Don't do that. Complete the iteration because you don't lose much time anyway, and then change things. Not in the middle. That is one error that is very often done, but this will throw everything out of balance. Always review what you have accomplished. I'm a big fan of that rule. So at the end of each iteration, do a demo. Do a demo to the customer. There's nothing better for team morale than a customer who sees what you've built and who says, this is great, I want to use it. It's absolutely essential. The other thing you should do is look back. Look back over this iteration and define what has worked well, what didn't work, what will we change in the next iteration. That's how you learn. So look back, the retrospective, and do a demo, preferably with everybody in the room and the customer in the room as well. Especially when you're starting out with implementing agile methodologies, there will be a lot of areas you could focus on. Don't get overwhelmed by that. It's not necessary to fix every issue in the next iteration, but keep an eye on that and fix it over time. This is the learning process, and this is what you need to do. Number five, integrate early, integrate often. This is also very, very important. What you should do, you definitely need a source control repository, and you need to make sure that your developers check in code very, very often and very, very early. The more they check in, the better. The earlier they check in, the better. You need to break tasks down when you're planning them, when you're estimating, into small functional elements so that you can facilitate this early check-in, this granular approach to building functionalities. A nightly build is a good start, but the holy grail of Agile is continuous integration, which means that whenever a developer checks in new code, a build is triggered, tests are triggered automatically and build and test complete without issues and errors. If you manage that, then you're very, very far along the road to being truly agile. But it is not easy. So setting up this infrastructure, TFS and Visual Studio help you with that, but nevertheless, it requires a lot of planning and it requires that you are able to manage this infrastructure. But if you want to be truly agile, then continuous integration is the way to go. Always remember when you're estimating, when you're planning, when you're breaking things into iteration, after each iteration, your product should be releasable. It should be fully functional, it should work, and users should be able to use that. That is also one very important aspect of Agile. Whenever you release, whenever you finish an iteration, you have a finished product. This is also not easy, especially at the beginning, but this is what you should strive for. This should be your end goal. Number six, focus on what is most important. A key area in Agile is managing the product backlog, and that is also not the simplest task ever. There are some rules so that, for example, everybody can add to the product backlog, but only one person is responsible for managing the product backlog and prioritizing things. This is very, very important because this backlog is the ranked list of things you want to implement. It's okay if the backlog changes. This is what Agile is all about. The priority today might not be a priority tomorrow, so it moves down in the backlog. But this is the one thing you need to keep up to date always. So this is very, very. This is the most important thing in any Agile project, managing the product backlog and managing the iteration backlogs. Again, it's okay to reevaluate priorities and rankings because that's what it's all about. The business changes, so your priorities should change along with it. Number seven, when estimating, remember the whole big picture and not the hole in the ground. So this is especially targeted at developers because developers are notoriously bad at estimating. Developers are always over, or they think they can do things quicker than they really can. So when you have a task of estimating effort to implement a certain functionality, take a broader view. There's more than just writing code and building functionality. There are tasks associated with that, like building a test rig, building a test environment, making sure that some things are documented. So there's a lot of more work around the initial task of writing code. You need to put that into your planning, because if you forget that, you will be very, very negatively surprised because you run out of time. This is also a learning process. You can think about calling out those hidden tasks in a separate work item. You can also think about rolling them up into a user story. That's up to you. But think about that. There's more to development than just writing code. And all these other tasks, they also take quite a lot of time. In some cases, the task of setting up a test environment or infrastructure takes longer than actually writing the building the application. I've seen those instances, and it's always an interesting experience. Number eight, rinse and repeat. Do it over and over and over again. Every iteration is a chance to learn, and the next iteration should run better than the previous one. It will take you time to implement an agile methodology. It takes quite a long time. There's a reason why people say that agile is easy to understand, but difficult to master, right? Because it's an ongoing learning process, an ongoing optimization process. So do not be afraid to customize it as you go along, because I think personally that is very, very important, because every business, every team, every environment is different, so you need to customize Agile, and this is also part of the learning process. Number nine, there are many different Agile methodologies, and everybody who prefers a certain methodology thinks it's the best one ever, right? And that's not a bad thing. But the thing is that for you, if you're looking at all these methodologies, you can pick and choose, and that's fine, right? So if you want to call things iterations instead of sprints, perfectly fine. If you want to implement elements from other methodologies to create your own brand of Agile, that is fine as well, as long as you don't violate the basic principles, and that's why I showed you that slide in the beginning. Again, there's a number of Agile methodologies. Today we heard about Scrum. It's the most popular one, I dare say. There's things like extreme programming, and there's a couple of others. And I have no doubt that as you adopt it more and more, you will have modifications which make it your own Agile methodology. Number 10, software quality is actually a low-hanging fruit. Getting better quality software, getting higher quality in the end product is not as hard as you might think. And that is why it's such an integral part of Agile. Testing is extremely, extremely important in Agile. We heard that already in the testing session. And if you follow some basic rules, and we already saw some of those rules, you will have a higher quality output. Again, it's not necessary to implement everything at the beginning. Add more and more knowledge around quality and testing as you go along. Tools like Test Manager are not hard to learn. Using Test Manager for manual testing is actually pretty simple. I have even seen it used with business customers, non-technical people. They test the application and they provide direct input to the development team using a tool like the Test Manager. And the reason for that is that manual testing is still the most important testing discipline. So if you make that easier, if you do more manual testing, you will automatically have a higher software quality as the end product. But there are a couple of other rules. You can see them on that slide. Test early, test often, automate what you can. All of these things will help you get a better quality as the end product. Those are 10 very high-level steps to get started with Agile. Of course, there's a lot more to it. But again, those are, in my mind, the most important ones if you want to evaluate whether Agile is the right methodology, the right approach for your business and for your projects and for your teams. Now, of course, it's also very hard to do it alone. So there is help available. There are resources from Microsoft, and there are resources from the great partners that we have in every country and who have presented today for you. I already said it. After this roadshow today, you will get an email with a document, and that document is basically your level 100 learning catalog for all the topics we talked about. So it has 27 pages with a lot of information. If you read all of that, if you watch all the videos, you'll be an expert. Nobody's going to do that because it will take you time, but it will allow you to drill a little bit deeper into specific topics. Want to know more about Azure? We have Azure guides and training in there. Want to know more about HTML5 and what you can do with HTML5 on iPads? There's also something about that in there. Want to know more about requirements gathering in Agile projects? We have a guide for that in that document as well. So take a look at that. Hopefully it will give you some interesting information. Of course, all the presentations are there. All the videos are there that we show today. All the demos are there. We have a virtual machine, the same one our presenters use today. And you can do all the demos that we sadly had to skip because of lack of time. So hopefully this will be useful because, again, we have crammed a lot of information into these couple of hours. And it's such a broad topic that we cannot talk about everything in the level of detail that we would like. We also have a service offering from Microsoft. If you work for a company that has a volume license agreement with Microsoft, then this your company collects points. Each Office, each Windows, each Visual Studio that you use gets 1 point, and you accumulate those points, and you can spend those points on something we call deployment planning services. Now, deployment planning services are partner-led workshops. So a partner will come to you. They will look at your infrastructure, at your environment, and then they will help you with implementing agile testing using our tools, TFS and Visual Studio. It's a very nice offer because if you have points, you don't have to pay anything, and it is very nice to give you a very personalized workshop about all the things we talked today. Currently, we have three assessments. One for TFS, that runs 5 days. It's basically the whole story that we talked about today, only in a very personalized manner. We have another one. If you're still using Visual Source Safe, which nobody should use today anymore, then we can help you upgrade to TFS, so that's the second one. And probably the most interesting one is the Test Professional Deployment Assessment. That runs 3 days. It's all about testing and software quality. So I would highly recommend that if you're starting out with testing. If you're interested, talk to my colleagues here from Microsoft Spain. They will hook you up with a partner, and they will make sure that you can get these workshops done. So this is what Microsoft offers. But of course, every partner here has their own individual offerings, testing offerings, Scrum offerings, etc. So please talk to them before you leave or send us an email, and we'll hook you up with the appropriate partner to help you.